There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Rob Kelly, Adam Jadlin, thanks for joining me on a bonus episode of the Knocking Doors Down podcast. I'm excited for you guys. The NeuroHero Conference coming up, and you guys, two of my favorite people. If you want to hear the one-on-one conversations with Dr. Rob and Adam, go back in the archives. We talked a lot of beautiful stuff and some shit at the same time, but I'm just proud of you guys. You guys are doing this, getting this conference. This is what happens when you work your addiction and start to meet good people.
100%. I think that's what it's about, really. It's living life once you get away from that stuff that's been dragging us down. It's. I just had a patient about 20 minutes ago, and I was telling him he's taking this decision to better his business. And he said, I'm really scared. I don't know what to do. What if it all goes wrong? And I said to him, what can anybody do to you that you haven't done to yourself? You know, so let's bring this conference. Let's bring all this new science and energy and this hero part. Bring it to one so it helps people out there to better their life. Because if there's one thing I've learned, guys, is we haven't got time. Most old people said it before. They're like, I thought I had more time. Nobody has more time. Date that girl, buy that house, buy that whatever it is, buy the ticket for the NeuroHeroConference.com. Now, today, we don't have time, guys. Come on.
Yeah. It is a fact that I think we sit when it comes to time. It's such an interesting thing because either you hear people talk about, oh, I should have done this way back when, or it is the inevitable, oh, I ran out of time. It's that regret mindset that just gets people stuck. I know because I've sat in that shit forever and really until meeting awesome gentlemen like yourself to show the light. Like, hey, here's some of our screw ups. Here's the light. Here's some things that'll work towards those goals. You know, I mean, Adam, tell me, am I wrong?
Jason, you're 100% right. You know, that fear is paralyzing. And like you said, come into the light. The coolest part about coming into the light is it's such a cliche, right? It's so dark before the dawn. You know, what we're really doing here is we're going to take that hero's journey one step at a time, backed by the neuroscience taught by Dr. Rob Kelly. So how do you really rewire the brain? How do you really become who you're meant to be? If you want to use the word change to the person you were always meant to be. What I find truly fascinating is that, you know, you've seen these, we've all watched these movies and have identified with these characters and wanted to be larger than life. And you know, you watch Rocky and you want to go work out. Yeah, and you watch Superman, you want to go save a life. But we're at a day and age that the neuroscience backs up what it's like to lean into the courage and lean into the idea that you can accomplish these things. To have Dr. Rob Kelly teach us that through the conference is going to be mind-blowing. This is not a bunch of affirmations and a bunch of rah-rah. This is a step-by-step process.
Well, let's play. I want to play off the hero here for a bit because I've been doing some writing. And as you know, Adam, I'm a Batman guy over Superman, although I do love Batman. But here was my thought. Here's what I wrote down. It was about the difference between a hero and a villain. And Dr. Rob, this really plays into some of the conversations you and I've had either on the podcast or separately when it comes to trauma and pain. The Joker and Batman are no different. Superman and Lex Luthor are no different. They both experience different pain, different trauma. It's what they did with it. So how are we challenging people with this conference to really take a look at that? I mean, Adam, you've helped me one-on-one tremendously. I'm so grateful for your mentorship. Dr. Rob, the same. You and I have talked so much about trauma. So how are we taking a look at that from a neuroscience standpoint? Because it holds us back. I mean, all three of us on this, you know, what was our gateway? Well, some trauma in our thinking.
Yeah, no, I mean, we do this through childhood and we get ingrained in the brain. Neural pathways become embedded in the brain that we're no good, that we'll never be worthy, that we're never going to be blonde enough, thin enough, tall enough, or rich enough. That's just the way it is. And that plays into our life going forward. So what happens here in childhood trauma, that happens here in childhood, you can't really put that together as a normal person, but it makes a big difference. I mean, you know, talking about the hero journey, you know, Adam said something a couple of weeks ago on a podcast and he blew my mind. And that was, you're walking in Clark Kent and you're coming out Superman. So what's changed in them 2 days that you're going to be with us? Well, everything. But, you know, if I was to wave a wand at somebody, go, okay, you're going to be Superman overnight. You're going to be a hero overnight. You're going to be amazing. And next day they was with no experience, with no trauma, no past to rely on today, then it's wasted. You know, so our past becomes our graces. I say one of my biggest sayings, but I think the understanding of the trauma, the understanding of the neuroscience behind it, and that you literally can do anything that you put your mind to, because the mind sits inside the brain. It's energy. You can't feel it, touch it, see it, not like the brain, but energy attracts energy. But without the knowledge behind that, and like saying, Adam walks you through this journey of, you know, walking and walking out. This is your journey, the hero's journey you were always meant to be on. And I think that's the key. I think everybody that's going to come to this event is going to be handpicked by God. They're going to come because they need to be there. You know, it's not going to be for everybody. If you're serious enough to change, then we're going to show you step by step how to do this. So again, you're going to be walking out Superman. You're going to be walking out with all this knowledge. We're going to be rewiring brains live on stage. Okay. We're going to be amongst the audience. We're going to be talking. We're going to be, you know, making everybody involved. So I often say this, and Adam might hate me for this, but you know, if you come in on the Friday and leave on the Saturday with no change, I'm going to personally refund your money out of my own bank account. You know, because that's how confident we are. I mean, we've been through a lot of pain with, you know, I would, you know me, Jay, I wouldn't connect with nobody. Nobody comes into my life and shares my journey. Never mind join up with somebody. I know Adam felt the same. And yet these two great people, not because we say, because other people tell us, have come together with this knowledge that is gold dust. And you can't get anywhere else. Let's tell it for what it is. You're not going to get this knowledge anywhere else. You can go to a million rah-rah, you know, deals as you want. But unless the knowledge with the experience and the mindset and the journey and the neuroscience behind it, you're just wasting your money, guys.
And Jason, I love when Dr. Rob says, we'll give you your money back. I don't hate him for that. I love him for it. Because one of the things that Dr. Rob and I have done with clients and with specific audiences, they always wonder, what's the difference? Why is it that when we're with you guys, we actually change? And what we've taught them, not just between the neuroscience and not just between the hero's journey, is we taught them that the tires win the race. We're giving them the tires to win the race. You could have the best body of a car, the best engine, the best driver, but if you burn out your tires, you're not going to make it to the end. Dr. Rob and I give you the structure of how to make it fully to the race. So you're not going to leave after day three and being like, oh, that was just great. No, no, no. Your car set up, you're ready to go. It's time to drive home.
You know, I love a motorsports analogy as I'm sitting here in my Lewis Hamilton gear. You know, Adam, how do you put this challenge to people? Because here's what I see that happens, and I kind of know the answer working from you. People sometimes hear hero's journey, and they focus on hero and the vision of what they are as a hero and leave out the journey part. And I think that's dangerous because, like Dr. Rob was just saying, our pain, our trials, our traumas, these become our assets. So how are you going to kind of focus to interject some of that with people? They're like, hey, you've been through some shit, but it's good.
Let's tie that together, right? Yeah. The dark past is our greatest asset. our greatest asset, but we have to eventually separate from our dark past. Dr. Rob separated from alcohol and drugs years and years ago. And by the way, don't let him fool you. He was a street guy too. He was living on the streets. He could kick some ass. I mean, this wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, oh, I'll just become a doctor. So you got to separate from the past. I had to separate from my past, my drinking, my drugs, my, right? After you separate, you have to initiate. You have to get some skills. You got to learn how to live. That's where Dr. Rob and I come in. That's what we're going to be giving them through the conference. Now that you have the skills, what do? You got to face the fears, face the dragons, face the ex-wife, face the wife, face the business partner, face the conversations you don't want to have, right? And when you do that and you slay the dragon and you come home, the return home, that's when you're the hero. You don't get to be the hero first. I wish you could. That'd be great. But Dr. Rob would still be living on the streets and I would be dead from tequila. Right? So we're going to tie the whole story in together. Again, Jason, I don't mean to sound like a broken record. To have Dr. Rob and the neuroscience back this up, that all of us live in fear too much and we have to start walking in faith, and to have a doctor walk you through that, this is going to be mind-blowing.
Knocking Doors Down by Carlos Vieira, now available wherever you get audiobooks.
I wasn't done partying, and I didn't want the binge to end. I think I knew that when I finally got home, I'd have to face what I had done, and I wasn't ready to do that. Being responsible for my actions wasn't something I was looking forward to. I had abandoned my wife and baby, my family, and my business. I wanted to avoid the shame of returning to what I had left behind. Even though I was not yet going home, I wasn't sure I had enough resources to continue the binge.
Click the link in the podcast description to find out more.
Dr. Rob, with a lot of the people that you've worked with, again, people want to hear it, go back and Dr. Rob, you've been on twice. You know, Adam's talking about fear. How much is that one of our greatest hindrance?
It's the biggest. And when you think about it, fear doesn't really exist. So babies, we're all born with two fears. The fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. That's it. The rest are man-made. Wait till your father gets home. Oh my God, if you don't finish it. It's BS is what it is. Okay, so two fears, falling, loud noises. Which goes from us as we go through adult life. And fears are no longer fears to the core. We just know to fear them if it's a bang loud noise, or you know, if I do fall down a mountain or something, that's all it is. So fear isn't real. And to really reinforce that, remember when we were kids, you know, either throwing a ball or playing soccer back at home, and then you shout across to your friend, hey Billy, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh yeah, I want to be a soccer player. What about you, Jimmy? I want to be an astronaut. What happened to them dreams? I'll tell you, they were kicked out of us by our family and friends. They put fear into us that we couldn't do it. Oh, don't be silly, Robert. How many times have I told you you can't go to college like your brother? You know, you're not clever enough. Really? Really? I was fearful the rest of my life thinking I was never going to be clever enough. I was never going to be good enough. You know, I was never validated, never approved as a child. Never. Okay. I did some great things in my teens, playing at Abbey Road, winning bodybuilding competitions. You know, I studied karate and boxing. I read psychology. All these great things, never validated. So the fear comes in all the time that I carry this around me. That's the amygdala in the brain, ties to trauma. I'm never going to be able to do anything other guys do. So there's six parts of the brain that really kind of create that numbness and fairness and everything we carry. And everybody carries it. The most successful person in the world, the mega billions of companies that are out there earning mega bucks, you can bet the CEO and downwards to the secretary have all gone through trauma, which causes the fear. You know, if you are in fear, there's two feelings. There's depression. That's about yesterday in the past. Okay. Lack of serotonin, get more sunlight and stuff like that. Go for a 20 minute walk, serotonin. Okay. And sunlight and serotonin is the key. So depression, past, anxiety, future. Well, there's not a lot I can do about the past, but I can make differences going forward. So why don't we live in today? So again, three parts of the brain reset every 24 hours. It happens between the hours of 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, where the body is at its lowest. The oxygen is low. It's why nobody wakes up laughing. No oxygen in the body. Everything's being repaired. So again, it's morning. If you do the right thing, there's no such thing as fear. The confidence takes over the anxiety because you're living in today, the 24 hours that we're given. It's not an AA thing, by the way, guys. It actually goes back further than that, way, way further than that, than AA existed, you know, because of the brain sets and the new day. And this is it. And we haven't got time. We've got to do it today and cram everything into that 24 hours. And when you do that, when you have the routine, five things every day you're going to do, follow your dream, listen to the body, listen to that gut feeling, you will not suffer from fear ever again, because it is a false and wasted emotion.
Adam, share briefly. I mean, I know it because I know you on a personal level. A lot of that fear that you had to tackle, like the stories of childhood stuff that was stuck up in there, because I think it's valid to this.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I was the fat kid and I was, you know, picked on. And I also was the son of I was a third generation son into an empire of business, right? We designed and manufactured lace. And I just constantly didn't think that I could live up to other people's expectations of me, being the fat kid or my father and my grandfather. And what it did was it caused this guy with a lot of fight in me. And I overcame a lot of obstacles with that guy. I overcame a lot of obstacles, but it was all on my self-will. It was all on anger and fuel and I'll show them. Eventually, that power runs out, right? And I didn't change the inside. Dr. Rob's talking about changing the inside. If you get this right, everything changes. Mm-hmm. You get this, you get the right mind in a 400-pound person, they'll start losing weight because they're going to know what to do. You put the right mind in somebody that broke, take Grant Cardone's money away, he'll have more money than you in 1 year. I guarantee. Let's say you have a few thousand dollars in the bank and you give him zero. He will have in 1 year, he's going to eclipse you. That's a fact. Why? Because of his mindset. I had to overcome these obstacles too. And by the way, it's not like the work stopped. When I went through my divorce, I was doing this work with Dr. Rob. You know, because just because you get to a certain point of success in one area of life doesn't mean it translates to all of them. So you have to be open, you have to be honest, you have to be willing, and you have to take that journey over and over and over. But like a muscle and repetition after repetition, it strengthens. And we want to give everybody the tools, the gym, the workout itself, the nutrition plan, everything to get this thing right.
Well, and thank you for sharing. I wanted to ask you that as well, because I wanted people to hear and illustrate here that two very different childhoods between you guys. And I'm somewhere in, I think, in the middle of that ground, what I would probably say, but everything about it relatable. And I think people need to understand that. And Dr. Rob, I've used it more than three times, so it's mine now. I'm going to take it from you. Hey, somebody put that shit there a long time ago.
Yes, it is. And when you tell people that, you can see the relief on the face. You know, it's not your fault. Great movie out there. I keep saying it's not your fault. When you say that to people, they realize it's not. You see, everybody thinks they're unique with this lifestyle, with this trauma, with the childhood stuff they went. Everybody has it. I'll tell you something. I talk about abandonment. I've got a 17-year-old kid I'm working with. I can't say what state because it'll give it away. $50 million house, the biggest yard in the state. He got rocks shipped in from China and Japan just for his backyard. Abandonment. I said to him once, do you hang around with your dad, go football? So, you know, oh no, I get to see dad between 4 and 5 on Sunday. Mm. And like, what? Why? Oh, dad's very busy. You know, he owns a bank and he's traveling around the world. Abandonment, that's not called loving. It's not called anything less than nurturing as a child is child abuse. Come on, guys, let's get it out there and say it. So people carry this all the time. You know, somebody's put that there. The reason why your relationships are always keep ending is somebody's put that there. That you're not worthy of a relationship, or mom and dad split up, or dad used to bash mom because he was drunk every night. The energy from that childhood will attract We attract what we think we are worth. And most people think they are worth less than they actually are. You see, the key to this life is if you can see yourself who you really are, and now other people see you, that's the golden key right there. And then you start acting that way. And like Adam said, it's unbelievable. You want to lose weight? We'll change the mind. Oh, no, it's about dieting. Really? And how's that been working out for you in the past? You know, it's not about the gym. It's not about dieting. It's about the mind. Once you get rid of that trauma that's been holding you back all of your life, you become free. And then you quantum physics backs us up as well, that you become free and you can really be anywhere and be anybody that you want to be. It's just that people are scared of making this a success and making it real in case they fail. But hey, listen, what if you don't fail? You see, what a lot of people don't know with our studies is every neural pathway for success, for health, for wealth, for happiness is already built inside your head from birth. Period. So you don't have to create neural pathways for health. It's already there. I have a video to prove it, a live video inside somebody's head in the brain, looking at these neural pathways connecting. And what it is you've never been able to connect in the path because you don't know how. That's what we're going to show you. So the thing that people have put there needs to be changed because it doesn't serve you in your it doesn't serve you when you're creating an empire. And the greatest line in a movie ever is you acting small does not do the world any favors. And ad libbing. You know, it doesn't. Everybody needs to be big. Everyone needs to be heard. Everyone needs to be aggressive and have a voice and realize you've got not a lot of time. And what can I do on this earth? Why was I created? What's my niche in life? Talk about a niche in life. You look at Adam's journey. It comes from his $100 million lace firm that his family run. And they handed that to him. And he makes a decision not to sit back and loll, you know, doing nothing and earning millions of dollars. No. What does he do? He walks away from it. Is he crazy? No, because that is mindset of to help others. He had a mindset of that he could become the best life coach, executive coach, sober coach in the world. And my question to you guys, if you don't believe that, is prove me wrong. You can't.
Hey, from personal experience, I can't. So I'm a walking, talking endorsement of Adam Jablin. So, hey, there you go. What am I going to do?
Thank you, Jason. But and Doc, thank you. You know I love you. What Doc said, just you know the whole thing. You know, hero comes from the Latin word servo, which is to serve. A doctor saves lives, serves people, heals people. Dr. Rob's clientele, I've told you this before, is long list and distinguished, as is mine. And truly, it's from a heart of service. Once you start thinking about you, how I look, how this is going to affect me, that's the fear, that's the paralysis. That's what Dr. Rob and I want to crush. Once you start serving others, once you start giving back, once you go through this journey, what I say, it comes from the Latin word servo, which is hero. We're going to give you the exposure, tools, the techniques. You're going to walk out being able to do this. Tires will win the race. Not that you burn out the second you walk out of the restaurant. You know, we're going to give you the tools to make it all the way home. That's why I teamed up with Dr. Rob. We've both spoken at many different people's stages and conferences. And I love them all. But we want the work to last. I don't want people to get addicted to conferences.
And you know what, saying that, Adam, many people do. I see guys go all the time spending fortunes. I spoke to someone last week, he spent $100,000 on personal development. I said, what do you do for a living? He says, I'm not really working right now. I said, what's been good in your life? So, well, I got divorced, like, you know, my girlfriend left me. When's that going to kick in, guy? When's the rah-rah going to kick in? And why are these guys promising stuff and it's not why? Like, why do you keep paying to go to see these people? It's like, you know, we're not having a gathering, you know, we're not having like, oh, we'll meet all our friends there. No, we're having people who come in who freaking change. You're going to make friends there, but you're going to make friends on the same frequency as you. See, everyone swarming around in your old life in this cesspit to come away from there is really, really hard. As you put, then people are trying to pull you. Come on, Rob, you can't do it. Pull you away. And then when you get away, you come to this conference, you'll find yourself on the same frequency, the same vibration of these guys. It's going to be like taking a photograph of that weekend. We give you the pictures for the photograph and it develops in your mind. And when you go back home, the picture's there. Once the picture's there, it never goes away. Well, we train in your pathways. We show you that journey. We take you from A to Z. By the way, guys, I said Z, not Z. From A to Z, how to be a better person, how to improve your life, how to be happy, how to smile. Smiling's really hard for most people. How to say thank you, how to, all these things crammed in to 8 or 9 hours. Full, energetic, amazing, educational, uplifting, spiritual. It's going to be everything from all our experience crammed in. Because Adam and I, we don't want you to get as good as us. We want you to surpass us and get up there. And now you do it. You know, my generation now, I'm 62, guys. How long am I going to be around? We've looked at the Bible. I've got 13 summer times left. Pretty like that. You know, let's get this stuff out. Get other people do it. Get a generation in. Change lives. 15 or 500 years old. It makes no difference. You're only operating on between 30 and 75%. Of your capability and capacity. I can tell you that from experience and the people I've worked with, we always feel less than. Can you imagine coming in on the Friday morning and leaving on the Saturday afternoon at 100% of your capability and capacity? Who else is gonna guarantee that? Who else offers in a conference a money back guarantee? Nobody does. Why? Because we're not freaking rah-rah guys. And I'm not saying anything wrong with any of the conference. They're also amazing. I've been to a few. They're great. But this is about you. This is not us on stage being the look at me, look at me. How do we change your life? I'm not gonna be sat there going, look at us, look at us, look how we've changed our life, look what we can do. You know, if you want what we have, you gotta do what we do. Do what? Was my question to ever. Do what? You're not telling me what to do. Do what? How do I do this? How do I cope on a daily basis to do this? How's it guaranteed? Well, here's how it's guaranteed. A, B, and C. It's neuroscience. It's a journey going through this to become that hero at the end is what it is. It's mind blowing. I think it is. Adam thinks it is. Our guys think it is. It's going to be amazing, guys. Plus, you're going to come out with albums like this. I'm joking about that part. I'm joking.
Hey, I'm built like a fucking pipe cleaner, Dr. Rob. I don't think I'm coming out with arms like that. But they look good. But they look at, no, they're good. Hey, I'm going to be built more like Michael Jordan than Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right.
What you got to remember, though, Jay, is, you know, the brain is a muscle. You know, if you want to get big arms, you repetition, get lots of reps in, you know, keep going, your arm will grow. It splits the cell, it grows. That's how we grow. We devastate the cells in our muscle, and then they join back together, and arms get bigger. Okay, it's the same with the brain. We're going to cram in, okay? We're going to cram in to that Friday and Saturday a workout with Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're going to cram in a Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. We're going to cram in the Superman. We're going to cram in the Batman. We're going to cram in the knowledge that weekend that we might, I don't know, I'm going to discuss it with them. We might provide you with a freaking cape on the way out on your last day. That's how good you're going to feel.
Dr. Rob, can I tell them what we will provide, by the way? So first off, Dr. Rob and I have a conference in a format that's going to truly walk you through step by step your hero's journey through the neuroscience. But it's not just us. We're bringing you information, love, and the science with Gary Brecka, who's a dear, dear friend of Dr. Rob's, and the spirituality and the identity shift with my mentor, Dion, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, that's going to be playing some music. We also have a couple of other speakers that would like to speak for us that we're lining up. So it's bringing a bunch of voices to show, demonstrate, and actually point out what we're talking about. Works.
Yeah, and I think the exciting thing about, you know, knowing you two gentlemen and what you're approaching here, you know, talking about the guy that's addicted to the conferences. I think it's a lot of people that, you know, we get that dopamine rush and it's like, the idea. Then we leave the conference and we're left flat with no tools. I know I've been to some and it's like, it was a cool experience, nice energy. But what did I freaking learn? I didn't leave with anything.
How does that have an effect on my life? That's why I'd want to know if I was going to these places. How is that going to change my life? And by the way, I want it to change it while I'm here. And I'm not looking at 3 months or a year's time, 5 years. How are you going to change my life in 2 days? That's what I'm going to be asking. And if you don't change my life, I want my money back. That's a fair statement. That's another reason why we got together. It's a fair statement. Again, loads of guys out there doing this. We love you guys. Continue. Bless you. You do the right thing. There's a bunch of clowns out there rah-rahing about being a millionaire. Then you drive off in the 20-year-old car going back to the one-bedroom apartment because the wife's left. They got $20 in the bank. Stop it. Stop it. How dare you? This is real life. This is real success. This is real minds and experience getting together to give you some freaking answers, to give you some answers to your life. Answers that you've been searching for most of your life, but haven't got it yet. We're going to give you them freaking answers. We're going to direct you towards greatness. And again, nobody's doing this. You know, we're not selling you shit. No one's going to sell you a course or a book. We're not bringing books and having free. It's not about that. It's about getting you to the place that you want to be and making it happen today on the Friday, the 22nd and the 23rd. Today is when it happens. And you walk out, you got the picture in your mind. It's all been developed because of the weekend and away you go. Once you visualize in your mind what you want to do, you can hold it in your hand. But what stops us from visualizing in the mind is the trauma and the fear and I'm not good enough. And what if I fail and make a film? All that crap that we carry from childhood stops us becoming great. And you were put on this earth for a reason. When you find that reason, and Adam will back me up here, it's like winning the lottery every single day of your life going forward, because that's freedom. Your money will buy me freedom. Yep. You know what money gives you guys? More problems. Freedom of here, freedom of this, freedom to love, freedom to be open enough to be loved, to show, you know, our heart when it's need to show our strength when it's need to show the power and the kindness, whatever need to be, with the confidence that you are amazing and you can achieve it.
Adam.
Yo.
You get the closing message here before I ask you guys about the very key thing that I usually start episodes with, but we're going to end on it. So,
well, I just love everything that Dr. Rob has been sharing and the questions you've been asking us. You know, Jason, to be reborn in the spirit, it lights you up. It's completely unexplainable until now. Until now. Now, we have a doctor that can actually show the neuroscience behind what it's like to actually become somebody else, to shift your identity all within your mind, and how that practice will go through every relationship in your life, your relationship with money, your relationship with friends, your relationship with family, right? Your relationship with your body, your relationship with yourself. You slay the dragon, you beat the Joker, you beat Lex Luthor. You become, like Dr. Rob said in that great movie, the doctor looking at the patient at Will Hunting saying, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You pass this message of hope on. You know, that's what Dr. Rob and I are all about. The full transformation of the person. They pass it on.
If you're interested in the NeuroHero Conference, go to the website. That link is in the description. I'm proud of you, gentlemen. I'm proud to know you. And we're going to wrap on gratitude. Dr. Rob, three things you're grateful for today.
Grateful for Adam, because without Adam, this wouldn't happen. Grateful for my wife, because she backed me up and she's 100% amazing. And I'm grateful for the life I had today, which I've worked hard for. That are three things every day, man, that I'm grateful for.
Mr. Jablin.
Again, let me just echo this. Grateful for Dr. Rob. This is a partnership that happened 3 years ago. And it's turned from a partnership to a loving friendship and a friendship to a brotherhood. We're like family. He knows my entire family. So I'm grateful for Dr. Rob. Dr. Rob, I love you. Thank you for doing this with me. It's going to be amazing. Second thing I'm grateful for is my recovery. Without my recovery, without my sobriety, I don't have shit. And you would both hate me. Right? And the third thing I'm truly, truly grateful for is the love I have in my life. My girlfriend, my children, the people that really love me. I'm grateful for the love that I actually have.
While you're checking Knocking Doors Down out, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And if you get a lot out of this podcast, share with a friend. And don't forget the archive of interviews we have. Bam Margera, Brandon Novak, Kat Von D, Charlie Sheen, Edward Furlong, Kelly Osbourne. The list goes on and on of amazing guests that have been on the podcast, sharing how they have found purposeful lives. Speaking of purpose, how about a lifestyle brand with purpose? 5150 LTM. That's right. Not only is it a lifestyle brand that can fit whatever it is you're trying to achieve in life, but they give back to the community. And you, the listener of Knocking Doors Down, get 20% off every time you shop at 5150 LTM. All you have to do is use the code KDD20 at checkout and get 20% off. And how does 5150 give back to the community? Portions of the sales benefit the Carlos Vieira Foundation. There are three amazing programs: the Race to End the Stigma, the Race for Autism, and the Race to Be Drug-Free. More on the Carlos Vieira Foundation, go to carlosvierafoundation.org.